إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers, I want to give you an example and remind myself and you. Imagine that you have been invited to a banquet. You have been invited to a dawat, to a banquet, and this banquet has been given by a great king. So when you go to the banquet, number one, a few conditions that apply. Firstly, is when you go to the banquet, it is the job and the responsibility of the one who invited you to feed you. It is not your job to feed yourself. So when you go to the banquet, you don't take some food for yourself. You don't buy some food elsewhere and then take it to the banquet. No. If you do that, then you are actually insulting the host. So when you are invited to the banquet, it is the job of the host to feed you. Number one. Number two, if you have to leave hungry, then that's a remark on the host. If there wasn't enough food, if the food ran short, then it's a remark on the host. Number three, imagine if you are sitting there on the table, sitting at the table, sitting on the dastarkhan, the sufra, and there is a plate in front of you, and if the host removes the plate which is in front of you, then what do you say? You say that my host removed the plate in front of me to give me a better plate as a mark of his recognition because I am close to him. It will never occur to you to imagine that the host removed the plate to deprive you of food. The host invited you to the banquet. You didn't go on your own. You were invited. So when you are invited, if the host removes the plate, he did not remove it to deprive you of food. He removed it because you are special. So he gives you a better plate. He gives you a plate with his crest, with his monogram, with you don't know what kind of plate, beautiful plate. Fourth point is that when you go to the banquet, you have to go to the banquet. The banquet will not come to you in your house because you are invited to the banquet. So when you said, when we say invited to the banquet, it means to a particular place. So you go to the palace of the king or wherever the banquet invitation is. And then, like all good guests, you take a gift for the person who invited you to the banquet. This is manners, which we seem to have forgotten in today's world. You never went to somebody empty-handed. It was not considered to be good manners to go to somebody's place empty-handed. So you take something with you. And therefore, as a good guest, if you are invited to the banquet of the king, you don't worry about will there be enough food. You don't worry about what will I eat. You don't worry about where will I sit. You worry about what gift should I take. Because that is my responsibility. My responsibility is to take my gift. My responsibility is not to worry about the food. What is on the menu? Is it cooked, not cooked? No, that's not my, I have been invited. That is not my job. My job is to worry about what gift will I take. What gift is suitable for the host who invited me. We don't take any piece of trash. We take something which is worthy of the host who invited us. Then, final two points. The good guest who has a relationship with the host, even if the food is not tasty, he will never complain. If he is asked, how was the banquet, he will say, Alhamdulillah, very nice. Because he is more conscious of and more thankful for being invited than he is conscious of or worried about the taste of the food. He is very happy that he was invited, that I was not excluded. I was invited to this host. I was invited by this host to this banquet. I was not excluded, I was not ignored, and that is a matter of honor for me. The food, alhamdulillah, whatever it was, alhamdulillah, the food was good. Maybe in some cases, in a particular dish, maybe the salt was a little less or something, who cares? I'm not worried about that. I'm concerned and I'm very happy that I was invited. And final point, there are some guests in that banquet. There are some guests in every banquet. Who you will find, they are guests. They are guests. But you will find that they are not sitting at the table with the other guests. You will find that they are walking around and they are serving other guests. You will find that they are walking around and ensuring that everyone else is being fed, although they are also guests. And these are the special guests. These are the special guests. The ones who are closest to the host. The ones who are closest to the host. And they eat last. They eat last. And they eat at the table of the host. They eat with the host. But the price they pay for eating with the host is that while everybody else is eating, they are not eating. They are not eating. They are serving them, they are walking around. They are ensuring that everybody else is getting food. I gave you this example because this thought came to my mind. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in one place in the Quran, La nas'aluka rizqa, nahnu narzuquk, wal aqibatu littaqwa. Allah said, we don't ask you to feed us. We feed you. And the akhirah is for the people of taqwa. La nas'aluka rizqa. Ajeeb, the shan of the bayan of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La nas'aluka rizqa. Allah says, hum tumse rizq nahi mangte. Nahnu narzuquk. Are hum khilate. Hum mangte nahi. Hum to khilate. We don't ask you for rizq. We feed you. Nahnu narzuquk. Wal aqibatu littaqwa. And the akhirah is for the people of taqwa. My brothers, I remind myself when you to stop worrying about risk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَقُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Allah did not say, go and make your own. Allah said, go and search for my fadl. What does it mean? It means it's already there. You cannot search for something which is not there. If something has to be made, Allah will not say, go search for it. It's not there. How can I search for it? Allah will say, go and make it. Allah did not say, go and make it. Allah said, go search for it. So, we understand that, yes, we have to go and search for it. You have to go to the banquet. The banquet will not come to your house. Allah feeds the bird, but not in the nest. So, effort has to be made. But with complete and total certainty that He has it and He will give it. That He invited us, we did not come here on our own. We were sent into this world. We did not ask to be born. Allah created us. And He created us and He said that He will feed us. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُ La nas'aluka rizqa. Allah said He will feed us. And Allah said, I do not ask you to feed me. Allah sent us. Allah called us. Allah invited us. It is our job to ensure that we look at what gift am I taking when I go to the banquet. That is my job. My job is to worry about the gift that I am taking. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Your job is to take the gift. Your job is not to worry about the food. Your job is not to worry about what will I get and what will I not get. Job is to take the gift. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts to the noor of His kalam and to fill our hearts with complete and total contentment, and to ensure that we always make shukr and that we never ever say one single word of ungratefulness, one single word of complaint to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about anything. And that we reach Him and we meet Him in a state where we were always grateful to Him and where we were always bowed in submission to Him and His will. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our lives with His barakah and with His pleasure. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.